For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Xi Jinping, in his role as General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, has forwarded a message of congratulations to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ahead of the 70th anniversary of the founding of the Workers' Party of Korea. In the message, President Xi said China's willing to work with North Korea to consolidate the friendship between the two countries, as well as to play a positive role in maintaining regional and global peace. Leading CPC official Liu Yunshan is now in Pyongyang to represent the CPC at ceremonies today, marking the 70th anniversary of the founding of the Workers' Party. Liu met with Kim Jong-un on Friday night and conveyed the president's message to the North Korean leader. The documents of the Nanjing Massacre, submitted by China, have been inscribed by UNESCO on its Memory of the World program. That decision was made after a three-day meeting of UNESCO in Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates. The Memory of the World Register is the list of documentary heritage set up by UNESCO in 1992. The Chinese submission is one of 47 from around the world to be approved at the meeting. The U.S. has announced a halt to its train and equip program for Syrian rebel forces. Christine Wormuth, Undersecretary of Defense, says the Obama administration will focus on supporting forces already engaged in the fighting against the Islamic State militants in Syria. The change is seen as a recognition of the failure of the previous program, which aimed to recruit 5,400 Syrian rebels each year for 3 years. The UN Security Council has adopted a resolution aimed at disrupting human trafficking and the smuggling of migrants off the coast of Libya. The 15-nation council adopted the resolution with 14 voting in favor and Venezuela abstaining. The resolution authorizes the EU and other countries to inspect vessels coming from Libya that are suspected of being used for migrant smuggling or human trafficking. It also authorizes member states to seize or even dispose of suspect vessels in accordance with international law. China's UN ambassador, Liu Jiayi, says the Chinese side hopes the solution will help address the crisis appropriately. An airplane carrying 19 refugees has arrived in Sweden from Italy. They are the first to be relocated under a European Union plan that aims to spread the burden of the migrant crisis. The EU plans to relocate 160,000 refugees from the frontline states of Greece and Italy over 2 years. 100 other asylum seekers will be sent to countries including Germany and the Netherlands in the coming weeks. Most of the migrants are from Syria and Iraq. 8 Palestinians have been killed in the latest round of clashes with Israeli soldiers in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. 45 others have been injured since the clashes broke out on Friday. The tension's been going on in East Jerusalem and all over the West Bank for more than a week. So far, 16 Palestinians and 4 Israelis have been killed, and more than 1,000 other people have been injured. Violent clashes flared after Hamas gunmen shot dead 2 Israeli soldiers near Nablus in the northern West Bank, and then another Palestinian shot and killed 2 Israelis in the old city of Jerusalem. Another shooting incident's taken place in the United States, days after a shooting spree in Oregon killed 10. It happened at the Northern Arizona University of Arizona State. University officials say the shooting in a parking lot left one person dead and 3 others wounded. The suspected shooter, in custody, is identified as Stephen Jones, a freshman at NAU. His motivation remains unclear. The latest incident comes on the heels of a new push for gun law reform in the U.S. following the shooting at the community college in Oregon. Completion ceremonies have been held marking the start of operations for 2 lighthouses on the Nansha Islands. These are the first civil aids for navigation in Nansha waters, providing route guidance, safety information, and emergency rescue and other services to passing vessels. Chinese crews began construction on those lighthouses in late May. The islands are in the South China Sea, an important maritime lane of communication connecting China with the rest of the world, and a critical link between the Pacific and Indian Oceans. China plans to invest $13 billion to construct 16 sponge cities in 3 years. Sponge cities are those that make good use of rainwater storage and are flexible to changing environments and in responding to natural disasters. According to officials, about 130 cities across the country have mapped out plans to turn themselves into sponge cities. The plan is to have 20% or more of Chinese cities to be made into sponge areas by 2020. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.